Lesson 1, The Basics of Effective Cover Designs. For almost 2,000 years, book covers had one basic function. They held the pages together in a physically bound book. Sometimes they were beautifully crafted out of tooled leather. Other times, the covers were plain. Many didn't even have the name of the book on them because few people had enough books to confuse them. As the cost of production fell and literacy rate rose, books, though, were no longer being sold one at a time to wealthy clients, but to the masses in bookstores, print shops, markets, even door-to-door. As the retail market for books grew, so did the need to attract a potential reader's attention. Cover art emerged as more than simply a matter of decoration. It took place as part of the marketing of new books. Today, ebooks have no pages to hold together. However, the cover is still an essential part of marketing the product. Think about how people buy an ebook. They run a search at one of the vendors. They scan through the books offered for sale. They have a cover and one line with the author's name and the title of the book. That covers the first thing people see of your book. It must attract the attention of your audience, communicate the subject, theme, or plot of the book, and entice that reader to click through to the book sales page. That's a lot to ask of something that only shows up as a thumbnail on a computer, e-reader, or smartphone screen, and it has to do that in a fraction of a second. Pretty is not enough. While an attractive cover design is important, it's not all important. It may even be the most important element of an effective cover design. My top-selling book right now has a very simple cover. And my second one I made with Kindle Cover Creator, also with a simple cover. However, each cover follows basic rules of graphic design. One thing to remember about cover design is you are not to be wedded to a single idea. Be willing to experiment with multiple ideas until you find one that works best for your book. I started out with a more complex design for one of those books and ended up going to something simpler, which worked better. Try different things. One of the advantages of ebooks is that, unlike print, all it takes to change your cover on Kindle or Nook is to simply upload a new file, and 12 hours later, it's online. So what are some of the elements of an effective cover? First, professionalism. A cover must look like it was done with care. That means no misspelled words, no crooked graphics unless done for effect, no fuzzy, out-of-focus, low-resolution pictures, nothing that looks like it has just been thrown together. You're better off using a generic cover from Kindle without any modification rather than putting together something that just looks tacky. Second, a compelling title. While not a design element in itself, the title is a major factor in marketing a book, and since it is the focus of your cover, we should discuss it here. Your title is part of marketing. Unfortunately, many writers, myself included, have considered it to be something to play around with or to be cute. Your title should communicate the mood, genre or topic, and the promise of the book. What do I mean by promise? Well, every bit of marketing makes a promise to the reader. I promise that the reader will get a certain type of story, information about a certain topic, a certain reading experience, something that will entice the reader to click on the Buy Now button. Of course, trying to get all those into a title is hard. It is especially hard with fiction. Nonfiction is a bit easier in some ways. You can create highly descriptive subtitle if the title is vague. You can't do that much with fiction. Ask yourself these questions about your title. Does the title communicate the mood of the story? Does the title communicate the genre of the story, subject of the nonfiction book? Does the title give some hint of the content or plot of the book? Is the title intriguing? Is the title short enough that you can print it in large letters on the cover? Of course, there are exceptions to each of these. However, there are no exceptions for all of them. In other words, get as many yes answers as possible. Third, a clearly readable title. Too often I see titles that are virtually unreadable. Either the cover designer has used an overly complex script-style font, or they have put the title in small letters. This often happens with very long titles because there isn't enough negative space in the background graphic. This is something to consider when choosing either a title or a graphic. Next, an attractive appearance graphically. This doesn't mean that it has to be beautiful, complex, or done by an award-winning artist. Simplicity sells as much as complexity. Many times a very pretty cover is so busy that you can't read the title. Sometimes the best cover is a simple cover. It just has to be something that is not repellent visually, with clashing colors, out-of-focus photography, or just plain boring design. Fifth, it needs a standout design. If you read a certain genre long enough, you notice that certain cover cliches emerge.